AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tropical Storm Debbie's brought torrential rain and high winds to Florida, where it's blamed for at least four deaths. David Zielinski at the National Hurricane Center says it's slowly churning towards low-lying regions of the eastern seaboard.
Some areas, especially over portions of, say, southeastern Georgia through southern North Carolina, could see as much as 10 to 20 inches of rain, isolated 30 inches.
In Tabby Island, Georgia, interim city manager Michelle Owens.
We were looking at unprecedented levels of rain and flooding here on Tabby. From what I understand, this is a 1,000-year flood event.
Vice President Kamala Harris's nomination as the Democratic Party's presidential candidate is expected to become official after online balloting's completed tonight. Meantime, Norman Hall has the latest on Venezuela's disputed presidential election.
Venezuela's top prosecutor has announced a criminal investigation against the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, and its leader, Maria Corina Machado, over their call on the armed forces to abandon their support for President Nicolas Maduro and to stop repressing demonstrators. Attorney General Tarek William Saab's statement tied the investigation directly to a written appeal the two members of the opposition sent hours earlier about Maduro and the demonstrators who have come out in force to defend their votes in the July 28th election. Authorities have declared Maduro the victor in last Sunday's election, but have yet to produce voting tallies to prove he won. I'm Norman Hall.
Big losses in global stock markets today, driven by fears about a slowing U.S. economy. The Dow lost 1,000 points, the S&P shed 3%, and the NASDAQ 3.4%. But Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick offers this.
When you're chalking up double-digit percentage gains in the market, one should have remembered coming into this situation that there were some risks of a sell-off. So that's exactly what we're getting right now.
This is AP News. Snoop Dogg's getting a lot of attention as an NBC correspondent at the Paris Olympics, and apparently loving it. Margie Zarletta has his story.
Snoop Dogg says when NBC hired him, he thought he was supposed to wear a suit and tie and give serious commentary, until NBC told him, just be himself. Snoop has interviewed Team USA athletes and hung out with their families during competitions. Snoop acknowledges that nobody expected him to be good at this, except for him.
Rappers aren't supposed to do this, and I tend to like... I do the unthinkable.
Snoop admits he is not getting a lot of sleep. He says he's having too much fun and Paris is not the town for sleeping.
It's more about relaxing rather than sleeping because I'm having so much fun. Like, this ain't the town to sleep in. This ain't the time to sleep. It's the time to be on it like you want it. You know, it's different events happening all during the day and nights, and I want to be active with everything.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.